我们的磐石，我们就不在暴风中惧怕。
Lord, you are the rock of our foundation, and we will not be frightened in storms.
谢谢耶稣基督，是我们奇妙的救主。
Lord Jesus, we thank you. You are our amazing Savior.
主啊，我们在你的磐石的里头，今天早上来敬拜你。
Lord, in the cleft of your rock, we worship you today.
带领我们一起在你的面前听到你向我们说话的声音。
Lead us and let us hear your own voice.
在过去一两个礼拜的时间里面，你带领我们许多的人经过死荫的幽谷。
In the past 2 weeks, you have led many of us through the path of death.
感谢主，你与我们同在，你的杖、你的竿成为我们的安慰。
But even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your staff and rod they guide us.
接受我们的感谢、敬拜和赞美。
You are worthy of our adoration and praise, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天早上来许多弟兄姊妹第一句话问我就提起我母亲的现况到底如何。
This morning, as many of you saw me, you asked me how my mother is.
谢谢弟兄姊妹关心家母。
I thank you for your concern for my mother.
在一个月之前我们来自世界各地的亲人在 Toronto 相聚，为的是庆祝家父90岁的生日。
A month ago, many of our relatives came all over the world, gathered in Toronto to celebrate the 90th birthday of my father.
四代同堂，我们大家非常的兴奋，也非常的热闹。
Four generations together.
那么一个礼拜过了之后，终于曲终人散，我们都离开了。
A week after that gathering, we all dispensed.
热闹以后的冷清显得特别的冷清。
Because we had such a wonderful gathering after the parting, we felt somewhat let down.
所以在生理和心理双重的压力之下，我的母亲因为心脏衰竭而病倒。
Because of this, possibly, my mother had a heart condition and she fell ill.
那么他在非常严重的 heart failure， 然后呢就被放在加护病房里面。
Because she had a massive heart failure, she was put into intensive care.
那么在不稳定的情形之下，是每况愈下。
And the situation got worse every day.
医生也宣告束手无策，已经没有办法。
The doctors basically said they could do nothing.
上一个礼拜师母跟我们在加州去领那边的特别的聚会。
Last week, Mrs. Lee and I were in California leading a meeting.
在短短3天的聚会里面，我们随时等候消息可能我们的母亲会出事情。
During those 3 days of meetings, we were very concerned that any second we may receive bad news.
上台讲道以前，我打长途电话问 Toronto 有什么消息。那么讲道以后下台以后，也赶快去打个电话。
Every time before I preach and right after I preach, I would make a long distance call to Toronto, inquiring about her condition.
实在非常谢谢弟兄姊妹同心。为我们祷告。
I really thank you all for your prayers.
这句话我不是在这里随随便便说的。
I do not say this lightly.
实在我从心里面一面谢谢主，一面谢谢弟兄姊妹，在过去这段时间用祷告托住我们。
From the bottom of my heart, I can say thank you because through your prayers, you have supported me.
我们从加州领完聚会以后，当天晚上就坐夜机赶到加拿大。
After the meeting in California, we took a night flight immediately to Toronto.
因为大家的祷告不只是我们在侍奉的时候能够专心，我们的母亲没有出事情。
Because of your prayers during our service in that meeting, my mother did not got any worse.
因为神听祷告实在常常是超过我们所求所想。
Indeed, when the Lord answers our prayers, sometimes it surpasses our expectations.
很多时候神听我们的祷告不是仅仅让我们过关而已，这样的恩典。
Very often the grace of God surpasses what is just sufficient.
所以当我们赶到 Toronto 的时候，我们不只是发现我母亲已经出院。
So when we arrived in Toronto, we discovered that my mother has left the hospital.
我们当机立断，马上就从 Toronto 就我们兄妹三对，我们就护送我母亲从 Toronto 直接把她送到 Atlanta, Georgia.
So we made an immediate decision that the three of us in three caravans would take her down back to Atlanta.
我们两部车前后呼应。那么把他平平安安经过了两天长途的开车平安把他带到亚特兰大
two cars were driving from Toronto to Atlanta in 2 days we arrived safely
目前家母并没有接受任何的正面的治疗
at present my mother is not receiving any direct medical treatment
他目前用药只是防止他恶化或者再有意外的事情发生。
She is taking some medication to avoid getting worse.
弟兄姊妹，在过去这一个礼拜，师母和我最常提到的一个字就是 miracle 神迹这个字。
The word that we, Mrs. Lee and I, used the most during this past week is the word miracle.
我们不只是过去常常传行神迹的主。在过去一个礼拜，我们经历这一位主所行的神迹。
In the past, we preach about our Lord working miracles, but in the past week, we experienced His working.
我们继续的把家母凭信心仰望在神的怜悯和神的恩典的手中。
We can only place my mother in the hand of our Lord through faith.
在过去一个礼拜，我们从 Boston 飞到加州，从加州飞到 Toronto， 从 Toronto 开车到 Atlanta， 从 Atlanta 再飞回到Boston 的整个这一个礼拜，这一个过程当中，最常进到我脑海里面的就是刚才世皇弟兄所读的那一段经文。
But during all these traveling during the last week, the passage that keep on popping in my mind is the passage that we've read today.
马太福音第八章刚才我们所读的这段经文提到耶稣如何在风暴的里面安慰了他的门徒
Matthew chapter 8 the passage that we read showed how Jesus comforted his disciples in a storm
短短的五节圣经记载了一次惊天动地的神迹
Even though it's a short 5 verses it recorded an amazing and earth-shaking miracle.
在这五节的圣经里面，我们看见这些门徒几乎葬身海底。
In these 5 verses, we saw that his disciples almost were buried at sea.
如果我们要了解这一段经文所发生的事情，我们不能不先看第八章18节和28节。
But in order for us to really place this miracle into context, we have to first read verses 18. And perhaps also verse 28.
因为十八节和二十八节这两节圣经说出了这一段经文和这个它的背景。
Because these 2 verses gives us the background for this miracle.
因为在我们今天所读的23节里面提到耶稣上了船，然后门徒跟着他上了船。
In verse 23, we read Jesus got into the boat and his disciples followed.
那么十八节和二十八节就告诉我们为什么耶稣要带着门徒上船。
In verse 18 and verse 28, we read why Jesus went on the boat.
十八节告诉我们说，耶稣见许多人围着他，就吩咐渡到那边去。
Verse 18, we read when Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake.
耶稣带着门徒要渡到海的另外一边的原因在前面，因为他见许多的人围着他。
The reason that Jesus wanted to cross the lake in verse 18 we read is because he saw the crowd around him.
因为在中文圣经里面那个就吩咐的就字就说明了这个因果的关系。
We see that when Jesus saw the crowd, he gave orders to cross.
他吩咐门徒渡海，因为他见到许多人围着他。
He gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake because he saw the crowd around him.
当我们单单看这一节圣经的时候，我们实在觉得里面有他的矛盾在里面。
Perhaps we feel that there's a paradox here.
如果我们说神的心意是一个爱世人的心意的话，
Very often we say God loves the world.
那么人越多，不是就越多的人蒙神的爱吗？
Then if there's a crowd there, then there's a tremendous opportunity for many to receive God's love.
所以在神爱世人的前提之下，神主耶稣基督喜欢看见许多的人围在他的身边。
So if we say that God loves the world, when Jesus saw the crowd, he should be very joyful.
因为人越多，就越多人能够碰到神的爱。
Because if the multitude is there, then many can touch the love of God.
所以我记得严大夫有一次在这里讲道的时候，再三强调说，我们教会还有一个角落，我们需要再把它人坐满。
I recall very often that when Dr. Yan preached, he said, there's still a corner in our church that's empty. We have to fill those pews.
不是说我们喜欢人多，觉得我们人多好不，很不错。事实上呢，我们希望人多，能够更多的人蒙到主的恩典。
We want more people to come because we want more to receive the grace of God.
但是在这里为什么因为人多他反而要离开这些人群呢？
Then the question arises, why is it then that Jesus want to leave them?
请大家特别注意十八节，问题到底在什么地方？
So when we pay attention to verse 18, we want to figure this out.
问题不在许多人，问题是在于这些人围着他。
The problem here is the crowd surrounded him.
我们记得圣经里面有一个故事，有一个犯了十二年血漏病的妇人来到人群的当中，伸出她信心的手来摸耶稣的衣服穗子。
You may recall another miracle, how a woman who has been ill for 12 years touched Jesus with her hands of faith.
在那件事情里面，我们很清楚地得到一个提醒。
And we were reminded by that incident.
耶稣不满意于人拥挤他，他希望这些拥挤他的人能够个别的跟他建立关系。
The heart of Jesus is not satisfied by having a large crowd of people around him. He wants individuals from the crowd to have a personal relation with him.
在福音书上一而再再而三看见这样的提醒，看见这样的真理，也看见主这样的心意。
In the gospel accounts, we can see this again and again.
人多是好的，但是这些多的人不能跟主有单独的关系，这不是主能够心意满足的地方。
It's good to have a crowd, but if there's too many people to prevent individuals to connect with Jesus directly, that doesn't satisfy his heart.
换句话说，主不希望我们单单在信仰的里面去凑热闹而已。
Jesus doesn't want us to be just part of the crowd.
所以当众人只是围着他在那里看热闹的时候，他就离开他们，似乎很没有人情，其实给我们看见一个提醒。
So when Jesus saw the crowd just surrounding him, wanting to see what's going to happen, then Jesus left them.
这不过是一个消极的原因而已。
Perhaps you say this is a negative reaction.
到了二十八节，我们看见一个积极的原因。
But then in verse 28, we find that there's another reason why Jesus left.
那么二十八节和十八节，我个人认为是彼此遥遥呼应的。
I truly believe that these two verses surround the miracle that we just read.
耶稣并不是因为消极的不喜欢人凑热闹就离开群众，因为他前面有个正面积极的目的吸引他往前走。
Jesus does not just want to leave the crowd who surrounded them in a negative sense. He had a mission.
二十八节再一次提到耶稣既渡到那边去，所以跟这个渡海有关系。
Because in verse 28 we see that when he arrived at the other side,This is related to his crossing.
他来到一个地方，看见有两个被鬼附着的人在那里。
When he arrived at the other side of the lake, he met two demon-possessed men.
因为耶稣在海的这一边，就看见在海的那一边有两个心灵有需要的人在等着他去帮助他。
Even when Jesus was on this side of the lake, he could see there are two people on the other side of the lake.Needing his help.
所以在十八节和二十八节，我们很清楚地看见一个属灵的原则。
So from these two verses, we see an important spiritual principle.
人多是我们今天向往的一个目标。
Perhaps we all like to have a crowd.
我们建一个比较大一点的礼拜堂，我们希望更多的人在这边蒙恩，这是无可厚非的。
We have built a big church and we would like it to be filled with people.
但是我们要常常提醒我们自己。
But we have to remind ourselves.
如果人一多，只是在凑热闹，只有量而没有质，这不是主的心意。
If we have a lot of people here and we only pay attention to the quantity and we ignore the quality, that would not satisfy our Lord.
在许多的人围着他，在那两个有需要他帮助的心灵的这样一个夹缝的里面，发生了我们今天所读的这一段圣经的记载。
And between the gap of having a crowd surrounding him and two lonely people needing his help, we see this miracle.
请各位回到马太福音第八章，请各位看23节到27节这五节的经文。
Now let us pay special attention to verses 23 to 27.
第一点我们要在这里思想的。
First point that we want to think about.
请弟兄姊妹很注意听我下面这一句话。
Please pay attention to what I have to say.
好像美国总统竞选的时候说 read my lips 一样，请大家非常注意，因为这句话今天有许许多多的人误会了，甚至错误的来看这件事情。
You have to pay special attention because these words can be easily misinterpreted.
事实上，我在这个讲台上曾经讲过这一个真理。
Actually, I have preached about this truth before.
因为那样重要，我觉得我非要再讲不可。
But because it's an important truth, I feel I need to preach on it again.
在经过过去一两个礼拜或者一个月的时间，在我心路历程的当中的起伏高低，好像风暴的经验一样，我更要在这里分享这件事情。
Especially in the past month, it felt like I was going through storms, and I would like to share with you what I have gone through.
弟兄姊妹，请记得，有主的同，在主的同在里，你的人生仍旧有风暴。
Brothers and sisters, please remember, even when you are in the presence of the Lord, you may experience storms.
请注意，在主所定规的道路上，仍然会有患难。
Even though you may be walking in the path set by the Lord, you may be dealing with tribulations and difficulties.
请注意18节。到底这个旅程是谁决定的呢？不是主决定的吗？
In verse 18, it was very clear that it was the Lord who initiated the journey.
主吩咐渡到那边去，是主的吩咐。
The Lord himself gave the order to cross the lake.
不是这一群的门徒，不是这一群耶稣的学生，好像突然非常的好奇，非常的新鲜，哎呀，我们到海那边去看看怎么回事。
The journey was not initiated by his disciples.
很明显的是主要他们去的这条路。
The Lord wanted them to embark on this journey.
而且在23节，谁先上船呢？是耶稣先上船的。
In verse 23, we notice that Jesus got into the boat first.
然后后面说门徒跟着他，意思就是说耶稣先上，门徒呢就鱼贯而行，跟着耶稣上船了。
And his disciples followed him.
那么今天有许许多多的人有一种错误的神学观，错误的属灵观，错误的一个看法。
Many people today have a wrong viewpoint.
认为一个人只要顺从神的旨意。
These people think that as long as I follow the will of God.
只要顺服神的旨意。
If I follow the will of God.
我的人生必然是一帆风顺。
Then my life should be smooth sailing.
我所做的事必然是凡事通达的。
All the things that I do will prosper.
上帝是会给我们通达平安的恩典。
Yes, the Lord may give us this grace.
但是上帝有的时候给我们一些患难，给我们一些挫折，有他神圣的目的。
But sometimes the Lord allows setbacks to come upon us.And this has his will.
所以我们再三的在这个讲台上宣告，成功神学不是圣经所启示的真理。
So very often we proclaim that success theology is not biblical.
在过去这十几二十年来，我们看见特别在美国的基督教里面，常常有成功神学的看法。
In the past two decades, we witnessed, especially in the American churches, the emphasis on success theology.
尤其我们看见许多电视的一些传道人。
Especially those tele-evangelists.
那些所谓电动传道人，常常在他们的节目里面宣告一件事情。
These preachers that go on the airwaves, they often proclaim.
你们若为我的节目祷告。
If you pray for my program,
你们若能够好好的打开你们的口袋，把你们的金钱奉献给这个节目的话，
If you give to this program,
那么你们必然能够有一个一帆风顺成功的人生。
Then whatever you do will prosper.
弟兄姊妹，这不是圣经里面的启示。
Brothers and sisters, this is not biblical.
我以前还不敢这么强调的说。
In the past, I did not dare to say it so straightforwardly.
当年龄越来越大，经历更多人生挫折、患难的时候，我知道在我的信仰的里面，在圣经的启示里面，我必须要强调宣告这个真理。
But as I age and I mature and I experience more, I can proclaim that the success theology is not biblical.
弟兄姊妹，一个基督徒，甚至一个爱主的基督徒，对苦难不是免疫的。
Dear brothers and sisters, Christians, especially those who love the Lord, are not immune from suffering.
我们都很熟悉保罗在罗马书第五章里面所说的话。
Perhaps we're familiar with what Paul had to say in chapter 5 of Romans.
他说患难生忍耐。
He said patience, suffering begets patience.
使忍耐生老练。
And patience brings maturity.
老练生盼望。
And maturity brings hope.
盼望就不至于羞耻。
And hope will not bring shame.
我们看见上帝带领我们有他生命的步调，有他生命的历程。
Yes, the Lord will lead us on our various ways.
慢慢慢慢登峰造极的生命是从患难而来的。
We can approach peak only when we go through depths of valley.
患难生忍耐，我们都懂这个意思。
We all understand that suffering begets patience.
忍耐生老练，这个老练在 NIV 的翻译把它翻译成 character， 我觉得很有意思。
The NIV interpreted the word character as the fruit of patience.
当我们从患难经过忍耐而带出来的是什么呢？是带出来的是基督徒的一个品格，或者一个基督徒的一个性格。
So through suffering, we build up our Christian character.
患难可以培养出基督徒的品格。
So we say that suffering brings forth Christian character.
换句话说，患难使一个基督徒更像基督徒。
In other words, suffering will make a Christian more Christian-like.
我相信今天许许多多的弟兄姊妹，凡是经过患难的，都会阿们同意我这句话。
I think all those Christians who have gone through sufferings can amen what I say.
我们常常听见人说一句中国的话，这个已经好多几千年了，说这个江山易改，本性难移。
Chinese have a saying that is very difficult for us to change our character.
我们说江山可以改的。
Even mountains can be moved and rivers can be dry.
两种方法可以改，起码我们现在想到了。
Perhaps two things we can do.
一个呢，就找一个愚公来，就可以移山。我们读过这个故事。
We know that mountains can be moved.
那么另外一个方法，江山可以改的。
Another way that we can change nature.
你经过了大地震以后，哎，面目全非，改了。
After an earthquake, perhaps we can see tremendous change in the landscape.
所以我们说地震可以改江山。
So we say that earthquake can change nature.
那么什么可以改本性呢？
But what can change human nature?
请看二十四节。
Verse 24.
海里忽然起了暴风。
In the NIV it says, without warning, a furious storm came up.
A furious storm, 一个暴风呢，我去查希腊文。
I was intrigued by the word furious storm, and I went to the Greek.
那么我发现那个希腊文的是 seismos, 这个字呢，跟马太福音二十四章里面另外一句话呢，另外一个字呢，是同样的一个字。
I discovered that the same Greek word was used also in Matthew 24, in a different context.
耶稣说到末世的时候的现象。
In chapter 24, Jesus preached about the end of the world.
国攻打国，民攻打民，这个世界要被战争所搞乱。
He preached upon how the kingdom will be fighting among each other.
战争是人祸。
They will hear news of war.
但是我们发现，耶稣说还有天灾。
But then Jesus said there will also be natural calamities.
主耶稣再来以前，全地这个地球有许多的饥荒，还有一样什么呢？地震。
There will be famine and earthquakes.
那么我去查希腊文，发现地震这个字呢，跟这个地方的暴风这个字呢，是同样一个字。
It was very interesting to me that the word used for earthquake in Matthew 24 is the same Greek word here interpreted as a furious storm.
在我们的文化和文字里面，暴风就是暴风，地震就是地震，这是两档子的事情。
In our usage of words, storms are used differently from the word earthquakes.
但是当我们看见这两个字竟然是同一个字的时候，
But when we realize that these two words are the same in Greek,
所以地震可以改江山，我们也可以 移这个江山，我们看见像地震一样，像风暴一样的患难，也应该可以改变我们的本性。
So perhaps we can say that this furious storm is like an earthquake. It could change the natural landscape, and perhaps we can extrapolate and say this could change our human nature.
大部分的情形之下，
Under most circumstances,
我们神的儿女接受主患难的陶冶和操练是什么原因呢？
As children of God, when we receive the lessons from God through sufferings,what do we go through?
是管教。
Perhaps the reason is because of discipline.
上帝爱我们，我们爱我们的孩子，我们会管教他。上帝爱我们，一样出于爱会给我们管教。
We discipline our children because we love them. So sometimes the Lord disciplines us because he loves us.
我已经有好几年没有讲这句话了。以前前几年在乌本的时候，我常常在讲道的时候不知不觉就讲出这句话来。我说今天很多时候上帝对我们也是一样，看见他的孩子不吃敬酒就给他罚酒吃。
I perhaps have said this more often when I was in Woburn, and that is when the Lord cannot change us through smooth circumstances, then he will have to raise up discipline for us.
患难不是我们喜欢。
None of us by nature likesuffering.
母亲的病不是我们所喜欢。
Our mother falling ill is not a lesson that we like to take.
所有人生的风暴不是我们所欢迎的。
We do not welcome the storms that we face in our human life.
但是很多时候因为我们自己在主的面前不够听话，所以他给我们经历一些苦难，把我们挽回过来。
But very often storms are raised because we are unwilling to submit to the Lord.
有的时候不是因为我们有什么问题有什么错误，而是因为神要在我们的身上彰显他的荣耀，而让我们经历苦难，好像约伯一样。
But then there are other circumstances where we face suffering, not because we've done something wrong, but because he wants to show his glory, just like in the case of Job.
弟兄姊妹，这一个礼拜我非常的严肃，再一次在神的面前来看我自己。
Dear brothers and sisters, in this last week, I examined myself before the Lord very seriously.
一年半以前，我们的老二被送到中东去打仗。
A year and a half ago, many of you may recall, our second son was sent forth to the Persian Gulf to partake in the Gulf War.
这一个月，我母亲从死里逃生。
And this month, my mother passed from death to life.
我觉得上帝选上我，有他美好的计划。
And I wonder before the Lord,He has chosen me to go through these things. It must be His will.
我非常的相信一件事情。
I truly believe in this one thing.
上帝要我这个教会的主任牧师来经历这些风暴。
The Lord wants me as the senior pastor of this church to go through these storms.
使我更老练， 使我更成长，能够跟弟兄姊妹一同预备经历可能有的更大的风暴。
So that I could be matured and develop Christian character to go along with you perhaps to face even greater storms in the future.
你们的牧师所受的苦，为的是要让这个教会的弟兄姊妹一同来承担面对摆在我们前面可能会发生更大的挑战。
Perhaps the suffering of your pastor will bring forth the reaction of the church to be better prepared for what might come in the future.
弟兄姊妹不要忘记了，这一段圣经门徒所经历的不是个别的经历，是他们群体团队的经历。
Because remember, in this experience, it is not an individual response, it is a group, a corporate experience.
不是彼得说话，不是约翰讲，而不是这些多马怀疑，而是让我们看到这些门徒一同跟耶稣上船，一同经过风暴，一同学习这个属灵的功课。
We do not see any single disciples here singled out. It is the disciples together.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到二十四节，这个海里所起的暴风是忽然起的。
You notice that this storm arose suddenly.
那么在刚才 NIV 孙维新弟兄所读的很有意思，它不是用中文的翻译 suddenly 忽然起来，是 without warning 是没有警告的情形之下，哎，就发生了。
In the Chinese sense, it reads more like suddenly a furious storm came up, but in the NIV, they use the words without warning.
没有警告，没有打招呼，那这件事情就临到了。
There's no sign that a storm was coming.
换句话说，在我们人生的旅途的计划的 itinerary 里面，在这个旅程当中是没有放在节目当中的。
In other words, this was not planned. This was not on the program.
最近我们同工要出去旅行。
Recently, some of the co-workers wanted to go out for a trip.
要到加州去，要到西岸去。
Want to go to the West Coast.
哎呀，就跑来告诉我说，李牧师，你常常到外面走来走去，待会你可以做我们的顾问，做我们这个旅行社的这样角色，让我跟他安排。来告诉我说，李牧师，你常常到外面走来走去，待会你可以做我们的顾问，做我们这个旅行社的这样角色，让我跟他安排这个节目。
They came to us and said, Pastor Lee, you've gone traveling so much, so you know a lot. Can you be our travel agency and give us some hints and advice?
我就告诉他，从洛杉矶到 Las Vegas 是多少个钟头。
So I told them, from Los Angeles to Las Vegas is how many hours?
那么从 Las Vegas 你到 Grand Canyon 有多少个钟头？
From Las Vegas to the Grand Canyon will take you so many hours.
那中间会经过一个叫 Hoover Dam， 在那边你可以稍微停下来看一看。
In between, you could stop at Hoover Dam.
那么又要加大概半个钟头，如果你们比较啰嗦的话，就多一个钟头。
Maybe you can add a half an hour, one hour.
我不会跟他写说，在你从这个Las Vegas到这个 Grand Canyon 的路上，你要爆胎。
I did not say.When you drive from Las Vegas to Grand Canyon, expect your tires to blow out.
那么我不会说啊，你走到一半的时候，有一个开车有一点神经质的人把你的车撞了一下，结果呢，你这个前面大概就要重新安排了。
I did not write down on their itinerary that during that trip you should expect someone to hit you with their car so that you have to change your plans.
所以我记得这个在加州有一个牧师。那么Robert Schuller 他有一个很特别的见证。
I remember the testimony of a pastor from California, Reverend Robert Schuller.
他说他每一次要到一个地方去，他一定不迟到。
He said whenever he arrives for an appointment, he makes sure that he will not be late.
他说基督徒一个很不好的美德，不是美德，一个很不好的一个性情就是迟到。
So one of the Christian natures that he disliked a lot is that they are not punctual.
上班可以准时，上班一定要准时，因为要打卡。
You have to be at work right on time because you have to punch your time card.
到礼拜堂不要打卡，没有关系。
But you don't have to do that when you come to church.
我受他一点这个刺激，我想，什么时候跟执事们商量，在门口打卡，大家打卡。
Sometimes I wonder maybe we should have a time clock here for us to punch in when we come to worship.
后来一直不敢用。
course, we dare not put that up.
因为一打卡，大家迟到就不来了，反正不来嘛，我不打卡嘛，反正就不来了。
Because it might even discourage people from coming at all.
所以 Robert Shuler 说，我一定要准时到。
So Reverend Shuler says, I make sure I will be on time.
我从这个地方到那个地方。
So from this location to that location.
我算得很清楚，若半个钟头可以到的，我一定45分钟以前离开家。
I calculate if it will take me 30 minutes to go from point A to point B, I make sure that I leave 45 minutes ahead of time.
哎，你说干嘛？半个钟头就半个钟头，为什么要45分呢？
And then you might ask, well, if it only takes 30 minutes, why plan on 45?
哎，他说啊，我预备可能会爆一个车胎，那么在路上换车胎要15分钟，所以呢，我就预备有爆一个车胎的时间，那我还是不会迟到。
He says, I plan ahead for unforeseen circumstances. Perhaps I need to change my tire.
弟兄姊妹，在我们人生的道路当中，有许许多多忽然来的风暴。
Brothers and sisters, many times storms can come upon us without warning.
在过去我们教会23年的经历里面，
In our church history of 23 years,
我们一直有许多这一类风暴的考验。
We have been tested by different storms.
有人说，感谢主，你们从乌本搬到Lexington来。
Some have said, praise the Lord, you have moved from Woburn to Lexington.
我觉得多多少少，这也跟我们所受过的患难和考验有关系。
I believe that this has something to do with the kind of testing that we have gone through.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在这一个教会的船上，我们能够同舟共济吧。Brothers
and sisters, let us realize we are all in the same boat.
首先，我们看到在主的同在里有风暴。So
we see even in the presence of the Lord, we can face storms.
接下来在这段圣经，我们看见第二个重点。And
then we see the second important point.
在风暴的里面，我们要有信心。
We have to have faith in the storm.
请各位看26节。Verse 26. 耶稣说，你们这小信的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？
Jesus said, you of little faith, why are you afraid?
有人说主耶稣在这里责备这些门徒，说他们没有信心。Some
have said, this shows then Jesus is rebuking them for lack of faith.
你说这个地方不是no faith, 这是little faith, 是小信，不是没有信心。
But then you might argue, in the Chinese it says you of a little faith, also in English, it's not that they have no faith.
事实上，如果我们去看同样这一段圣经的记载，在马可福音第四章，耶稣直接就说：“你们的信心哪里去了？是没有信心，而不是小信心。”
In a similar incident recorded in Mark, perhaps the same one, the word used was you have no faith.
弟兄姊妹，当我在准备这一段圣经的时候，
When I was preparing to preach on this passage,
我突然有一个新的领受。
I have this new understanding.
信心不在乎大和小，信心乃在乎有和无。The
important point with faith is not whether you have a big faith or a small faith, but whether you have faith at all.
圣经说，你只要小到像芥菜种的种子那么小，你要叫移山就移山，你要做，你要在神面前求什么，他要成就。
The scriptures teach us that if our faith is as big as a mustard seed, we can order the mountain to be moved.
所以在这个地方很清楚地看到，不是信心大小的问题，是信心有没有的问题。So
the important point is not whether you have a big faith or a little faith, but whether you have faith at all.
有人说26节耶稣是在骂这些门徒。
Some have said in verse 26, Jesus indeed rebuked them.
我不认为耶稣在骂他。
I do not really feel that Jesus perhaps is scolding them.
因为在同一节圣经里面 rebuke这个字在另外一个地方出现。
Because in the same verse we see that Jesus rebukes something else.
他斥责风和海。
He rebuked the winds and the waves.
如果这个地方他是 rebuke这些门徒的话， 他应该是用同样一个字。
If Jesus meant to rebuke his disciples, he should have used the same word.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主不是一个很小气的主。
But you realize, the Lord, he is not like that.
我们常常有一种感觉，好像我稍微做错一点事情，好像主耶稣非要给我一个耳光不可。
Sometimes we feel that when we do something wrong, that Jesus is right there ready to hit us.
We feel
that he is like a person like that.
他斥责风和海，他没有斥责这些门徒。
But then here we see that he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, but he did not rebuke the disciples.
二十六节，耶稣说，中文只是说，在英文是 replied， 是回答他们，并没有责备他们的意思。
In verse 26, the English version said he replied.
他知道我们的软弱，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, he knows our weaknesses.
你看，彼得还没有跌倒，耶稣就已经知道。
You may remember, even before Peter was about to fall, Jesus knew.
犹大还没有出卖他，他已经晓得了。
Even before Judas wanted to sell out Jesus, he knew.
耶稣知道我们的本相，晓得我们的软弱。
Jesus knew about our human nature.
但是我们要注意的，倒是他用什么东西和信心来做相对。
But then what did he use to compare against faith?
马太福音很有意思，三个地方提到信心的相反词是什么？
In Matthew, we see that three times Jesus used a word which is directly opposite to the word faith.
我们说信心的相反是什么？
What do we use as an opposite to faith?
我们说不信嘛。
You say no faith.
那么信心相反就是不信，这个是当然天经地义的事情。
Either you believe or you do not.
但是如果我们把马太福音，我们今天没有时间看，如果你们有兴趣可以把它记下来，回去慢慢思想。
Perhaps you can research this on your own. We do not have time to go into details.
在马太福音六章，耶稣在登山宝训二十五节到三十四节讲到信心的相对是什么呢？是忧虑。
When Jesus was preaching the Sermon on the Mount, when he preached about faith, the opposite word was worry.
所以你有忧虑，你就是没有信心。
In other words, if you tend to worry, then you do not have faith.
好，十四章二十二节到三十三节呢，提到信心另外一个相反的东西。
And in chapter 14, we see again Jesus used a different word from the opposite to faith.
第六章是忧虑，第十四章是怀疑。
In chapter 6, it was worry, but in chapter 14, the word that Jesus used is doubt.
那么在今天我们所读的这段圣经里面呢，信心的相对是什么呢？
And in the verse we read today, what is the word used in opposite sense to the word faith?
不是忧虑。
It's not worry.
不是怀疑。
It's not doubt.
是什么呢？是胆怯。
In English, it's afraid.
是害怕。
Fear.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是常常忧虑吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we not often worry?
我们不是常常怀疑吗？
Do we not often doubt?
我们不是常常胆怯吗？
Do we not very often fear?
从圣经上说，我们就是没有信心。
The scripture teaches when we are in that, under those circumstances, we do not have faith.
为什么胆怯？
Why are you afraid?
因为胆怯，有个胆怯的原因。
There's a reason why you are afraid.
因为那件事情影响他有胆怯。
Because of something that happened, it leads to you being afraid.
那么我们怎么能够有信心呢？
How can we have faith?
也必须因为一样事情使我们有信心。
It must be something out there that gives us this faith.
所以胆怯变信心。
What turns of afraid or fear into faith.
就是把胆怯的原因改成信心的原因，我们就有信心了，对不对？
We have to change the reason that causes our fear to the reason that gives us faith.
为什么胆怯？
Why are they fearful?
因为他们看环境，他们就胆怯。
Because they pay attention to their surroundings.
什么时候他们看见主耶稣，他们就有信心。
Whenever they see the Lord Jesus, they have faith.
所以在这里我们很清楚地看见怎么样我们能够从胆怯变成有信心。
So it's very clear here how we can go from fear to faith.
就是不要看外面的环境，而看操纵环境的主耶稣。
We have to pay attention to the Lord that controls the surroundings.
这位主是怎么样的一位主呢？
What kind of a Lord is our Lord?
在这段圣经里面我们看见两点，看见我们的主是怎么样的主。
Here we see two things about our Lord.
二十四节告诉我们说，这个主是在风暴里面可以睡觉的主。
First, we see that our Lord Jesus can sleep through a storm.
以前我不懂。
In the past, I do not understand this.
年轻的时候睡觉对我不是问题。
When I was young, there's no problem with sleeping.
有的时候还开玩笑, 头还没有碰到枕头, 已经打呼了, 就是说已经可以毫无问题,
Very often people will say that I will snore even before my head hits the pillow.
现在不一样,
but now it's different.
现在开始懂得, 慢慢了解, 什么叫做失眠。
Now I begin to understand what it means to be unable to fall asleep.
信心退步了,
Must be my faith is diminishing.
现在发现常常躺在床上, 辗转不能睡觉。
Very often I lay on the bed and I turn about and I cannot fall asleep.
软弱没有信心到一个地步, 有的时候还要吃些英国的禁药, Halcyon。
And sometimes I'm so weak that I have to take some calcium pills.
弟兄姊妹, 在患难的里面, 在风暴的当中, 可以睡觉, 这不是一般人的生命。
Brothers and sisters, to be able to fall asleep in a storm is not most of us used to.
我们的主是在风浪里面依旧能够睡着的主。
But then our Lord is one who can sleep during the storm.
在座有很多的长辈。
There are many elderly among us today.
我要告诉你们, 你们晚上能够睡一个好好的觉, 这是上帝的恩典。
I have to tell you, to be able to sleep well through the night is a grace of God.
不要看为当然。
Do not think that this is only natural.
我们要真的好好的有这样一位在风浪里面还能够睡觉的主, 作为我们的主, 我们就有信心了。
We need to have this Lord as our Lord so that we can have faith and be able to sleep.
而且这位主, 他也是斥责风浪的主。
But then our Lord also is the Lord who rebukes the winds and the waves.
在我们中间如果还有还没有信主的朋友们,
If among us are friends who have yet to receive our Lord as your Savior,
容许我这里用几分钟的时间, 劝你们。
Allow me to use some time to admonish you.
只有这位主能够让你在患难中安睡。
Only our Lord can give you this rest during storm.
只有这位主能够平静你人生的风浪。
Only our Lord can calm the storm that you're going through.
但是很可惜。
But we see this pitiful thing.
这些门徒并没有学好这个功课。
The disciples did not learn the lesson well.
我们一般都认为这些门徒, 哇, 脱胎换骨, 大概换了一个人。
Very often we feel that this disciples is a new person.
请看27节。
But pay attention to verse 27.
众人稀奇。
They were amazed.
众人这个they是谁?
Who were they?
只有在海里面就12门徒加他13个人在一起吗?
Alright.
后来我看马可看路加。
And then I read Luke as well as Mark.
我就发现这个众人就是这些门徒。
I really believe that the men here, they refer to the disciples.
就是主带领他们经历风暴的这一些人。
And that is the group of people that followed Jesus into the storm.
他们只是 amazed, 他们只是稀奇, 他们不是敬拜。
They were only amazed, they did not worship.
我们今天看到很多事情, 哎呀, 好稀奇, 好稀奇。
Very often we say, oh, this is amazing.
真正神在我们身上做工, 做到一个地步, 我们要敬拜他, 而不是稀奇他而已。
Very often when God works in our lives, we need to worship him and not be amazed by his doing.
原因在哪里呢?
What is the reason?
原因是在下面一句话, 这是怎样的人?
Because they responded by saying, what kind of man is this?
如果他们看见这是上帝, 这是上帝的儿子, 感觉就不一样。
If they saw that this is God, this is the Son of God, then their response will be completely different.
这一次我们到加州去,
this time when we were in California,
在基督之家的退休会讲道,
we were speakers in a retreat.
基督之家的监督是寇世远, 我想很多人都知道。
The church sponsoring this retreat is Bishop Cole. I think many of you know him.
因为时间虽然已经到了, 但是我一定要讲这个见证, 因为这件这个见证对我的冲击很大。
Even though our time is limited, I want to share with you his testimony because it has bring a tremendous change in my life.
去年8月我们夫妇去看他, 他病得非常的重。
Last August, when Mrs. Lee and I went to visit him, he was gravely ill.
非常的苍老，非常的软弱。
He was very weak and appeared to be very old.
那么差一点也离开世界。
And indeed, he almost left this earth.
他说去年他病重的时候。
And he shared with us last year when he was ill.
很多人关心他。
Many persons expressed their concern.
就有一个人呢，就介绍他认识一个从大陆出来的一个很出名的一个有内功的一个有气功的一个人。
And then one person introduced a doctor from China, who knew
气功，他有中国的功夫的人。
he knows about the discipline of qi.
那么这个名字我讲出来，可能很多人都知道，因为他在美国也相当出名。
I think many of you may actually recognize the name of the doctor because he is quite famous now.
他们就把他请到寇监督家里面。
So they invited this doctor to visit Bishop Cole.
那么寇弟兄坐在对面。
And Brother Cole was sitting there.
那么这一位姓严的这个气功师呢，就坐在对面。
And this doctor also, his last name is Yan, sat a certain distance from him.
那么左边是他的女儿寇少米姊妹。
On the left was Bishop Cole's daughter.
然后寇师母坐在右边。
On the right is Mrs. Cole.
然后呢，这个气功师傅呢，就跟他讲，他说：“你不要告诉我你有什么病，我只要跟你讲话，我就能够知道你有什么病。”
And this person said, "You do not have to tell me what's bothering you. Just talk to me, and from your voice, I can tell what's wrong with you."
而且我跟你讲话的时候，我就可以运气让你的病能够好。
And even as you are speaking, I can use my qi to cure you.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是有那样重病的人，你一定很希望能够在那一天得到医治，对不对？
If you were him and you were gravely ill, I'm sure you would like to be cured right then and there.
那么这个气功师傅就开始运气。
And he started to exercise his discipline.
那么这个他的女儿就慢慢慢慢就感觉头就开始晕得很厉害。
And Bishop Cole's daughter testified that later on she felt dizzy.
那么寇师母呢，就一直想要吐，觉得内脏都在翻腾。
And Mrs. Cole felt that she wanted to throw up.
所以证明这个气功师傅有本事。
So indeed this person is doing something.
但是寇弟兄坐在他的对面。
But Bishop Cole was facing him.
那么他一面对着这个气功师傅，一面心里面做一个祷告。
As he was facing him, he started to pray.
这一个祷告给我很大的震撼。
And his prayer brought a tremendous shaking in me.
他跟主说。
He prayed to God.
他说：“神啊。
”He said, "God."
我宁愿带着病来见你，就是说我宁愿现在就死掉。
I would rather see you in my illness.
我也不愿意接受你旨意以外的医治。
Rather than to receive a healing that comes beyond your will.
这个见证我听到的时候，是我母亲病得最重的时候。
When I heard this testimony, it was at the time when my mother was gravely ill.
当我在 Toronto 见到我母亲的时候，我大胆地把这个见证告诉我母亲。
And when I saw my mother in Toronto, I shared with her this testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很严重的事情。
This is indeed very serious.
今天我们若是认识我们的主，只是这是何等的人，而不认识他是神，当然我们就落在稀奇的里面。
If we only know our Lord as a man, then we would only be amazed at some of the things he can do.
弟兄姊妹，让我们也有寇监督这样的信心。
Let us have the faith of Bishop Cole.
不要在患难里面，在病痛的里面。在痛苦的当中，随随便便找医生。
Even though he was gravely ill, he did not want healing that does not come from the Lord.
回到我们的神的面前。
He came before the Lord.
回到这位在风浪中可以有睡安睡着生命的这个主面前。
Let's come before the Lord who can sleep during a storm.
而且他也可以在风暴当中斥责风和海的这一位主。
Our Lord can rebuke the wind and the waves.
低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主啊，我们求你真是向我们每一个人说话。
Lord, speak to each one of us.
门徒在海中的经历成为我们的勉励。
so that the experience of the disciples in the sea may become our own experience.
在个人的风暴和我们整个教会可能预报的风暴里面，给我们你同在的保证。
Give us the assurance of your presence, even though we may go through personal storms, or the church may go through a corporate storm.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.